بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. اما بعد، بس فور ما شاء الله. It's a wonderful feeling to have so many youngsters gathered at one place. جزاكم الله to everyone. الحمد لله. ما شاء الله. بارك الله. This is our third Quran competition. We have two of these before. For some reason, there was a short break, but inshallah we hope to continue this in future and oncoming years as well. Under the guidance of our respected Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Yusuf Mutala Sahib, Damat Barakat, Muhammad Al-Qaeda, A'la wa Muratidu. Alhamdulillah, in this competition which we have now, we had 201 participants from various part of the country. From there, 96 of you moved on to the final, semi-final, and now inshallah 26 have passed on to the final. During these tests which were being taken out, we were focusing on three things. Number one, the first and foremost thing is Yaddash, memorizing. How well you know whatever you have learned. If you are in the first category, 10 Amma Sifara, or Jews, 10 Jews, or 20 Jews, or full Quran, how well you know how much you have memorized. Number two, second was your tajweed, your way of recital, maqarib, mad, waqf, proper or not. And number three, your lehja, the way you pray. That was also taken into account. And keeping all these things in mind, the two judges gave you marks, and after that, we totaled them marks, and then we brought you through to the semi-final, and then now to the final. And inshallah, in the final, we will have one examiner over here, and four judges. One of them is our respected Hazrat Mawlana Mukhtar Sa'ad Sahab, who is the grandson of Hazrat Mawlana Sa'adullah Sahab, who was the Nazim and principal of Madrasa Mazahir Ulum, Saharanpur, UP, India. So Hazrat is here, he will be sitting there, he will be one of the judges. Second will be Mawlana Ghulam Sahab, who is the Imam of Walsall Jamia Farukiya. These two respected honorable ulama will check your memory, how well you have memorized. If you get any mistake, your numbers will be cut. If you are fully on course, you will get full marks.
And then two more judges, Qadi Saeed Maqda, will also be sitting as a judge. And he will be checking your tajweed, the way you pronounce your letters, and your makharij, and your mad, and your waqf, and whatever the rules of tajweed. And the fourth will be Qari Mahiruddin Sahib, who will be checking your lehja, your tune, with what tune you play. So, all those who are through to the final, good luck to you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help you and get you the best result. Inshallah, you will get some good presents as well. Not as good as you might get from us, but alhamdulillah, we are a charitable organization and we somehow move along. So, inshallah, we will do our best to reward you in whatever way we can. This is what will happen from now on till maybe 4 o'clock, 4:30, inshallah. And when this competition comes to a close, every person will be asked 3 questions and they will be allowed to move on and progress and pray, and their marks will be given according to the way they recite. Inshallah, after the program finishes, we will be allowed to go for tea, and 5:30 we will be back on the tent, inshallah. Then we will have Naat and Nasheed program, Qiraat program, Qari Saeed Maqda Sahib will sit with some Qiraat, inshallah, and then we will have some Naat and Nasheed from various young boys who are here, and they will, inshallah, perform for you. So you will be requested to come back to the tent 5:30 until maybe 7:30, Asr time. After Asr, there will be supper, and then, inshallah, after Maghrib and Isha, there will be Khatme Khajran, Dua, Majlis of Dhikr, inshallah. And then you will be requested to go to sleep, rest. And tomorrow morning, program will start at roughly 10 o'clock, inshallah. And then Bayanat will take place, and Khatme Bukhari will be tomorrow after Zohar, inshallah. And the final Dua will be somewhere between 4 and 5. So you should be free by 5 o'clock tomorrow, inshallah. This is your 2-day program. Respected elders, brothers, friends, young ones, with regards to the Quran, it is our belief that Quran is a mu'jiza, a miracle. It's the word of Allah, direct word of Allah. And whosoever is blessed with the Quran, he has become a hafiz, then one hadith says, he has got like a nubuwwat within his chest, only that wahi is not coming down to him. Because the Quran came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah's direct word. And that is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if someone does not have Quran, then he is like an empty house, a derelict building. There is no point in that derelict building. So whoever doesn't know a little bit of Quran, doesn't know a few surahs, then he has been deprived of great blessing and barakah. The more Quran you know, the better for you. That's why those who are not hafiz, I would encourage them to learn the Quran. Learn as many surahs as you can. Learn Juz'u Amma, learn Surah Al-Kahf, Surah Al-Waqi'ah, Surah Al-Mulk, Surah Al-Sajdah, Surah Al-Yaseen. So that the more Quran you have, the better for you. Quran is the direct word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a miracle that mashallah so many youngsters can become hafiz. Throughout the billion Muslims in the world, you will find millions of hafiz. Is that not a miracle? It's a miracle that even in this day and age, you will find millions of hafiz. In fact, you will get such hafiz, Allahu Akbar. Their brain is like a computer. You go on YouTube, you will see this name of hafiz. Asadullah or Kamalullah is it? Can Anta say that? Asadullah. Hafiz Asadullah. He is in Pakistan, he's a 15-year-old young boy, and his brain is like computer Quran. You ask him, read from Surah number 27, Ayah number 66, and he will start reading from there. He will tell you which sifara that Surah is in, how many rukus there are in there, how many ayat in there, how many words in there, and how many letters in that surah. You ask him, he will tell you this is from so and so manzil. That manzil has so many chapters, so many surahs, so many al-makki, so many al-madani. And in fact, he can read Quran reverse as well. You tell him, read Surah Al-Baqarah, ayat number 109, he will read. Now read 108, he will read. 107, 106, 105, 104, 103, 102, 101, he will continue to read. So you get these kinds of habits. Their brain is like a computer, it's like a computer, and mashallah, this is a miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mashallah, many of you are over here. I'm sure your brain is like a computer as well. Only you need to sharpen it up a little bit. Like you sharpen the memory stick of the computer, you get so much you can teach in there. So Allah Pak has given you this brain. It's amazing. A person's brain, Allah has made such that throughout his life he only uses 1/4 of his brain. And 3/4 of his brain goes with him in the grave. And the brain is such that the more you use it, the more it enhances. It's like muscle. The more you exercise, your muscles increase. So the more you use your brain, the more it sharpens. That is why people who are old and who keep forgetting things, the doctors say they should do some word puzzle and work on that, because their memory will be used and brain will be used, so they can sharpen it and they can keep their memory intact. So, alhamdulillah, many of you are here. We thank you very much for taking part in the competition from all places. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you. You will be rewarded for every step you took, for every penny you put in getting over here and making this conference successful. Hazrat Duaz will be with you as well. Hazrat Tawajjuh is with you as well. And mashallah, inshallah, those of you who will pass, you will get a good reward as well. We pray for all of them. Good luck to all of you. May Allah make you successful. Now, Maulana Sahib will announce the names of the finalists. First, we will have the finalists of the young one of Juzu Amma. Then we will have those who have memorized 10 Juz, then the 20 Juz, then the final Quran. And in this way, inshallah, the program will take place. We will request that all of you remain seated inside the tent. There is no point in going over there because the stalls will be closed anyway. So you won't be able to purchase anything to eat or drink. Inshallah, 4:30, the stall will open. You can have tea, chocolate, drinks, whatever you want. And inshallah, before that time, stay here. Keep the environment peaceful, cool and calm. Inshallah, Allah will reward you. In the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ سَمْعَ إِلَىٰ آيَةٍ مِّنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَىٰ كُتِبَتْ لَهُ بِهِ حَسَنَةٍ مُضَاعَفَةٍ وَمَنْ تَلَاهَا كَانَتْ لَهُ نُورًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Whosoever listens to one ayat of the Quran, listens to one ayat of the Quran, then Allah will note down for him hasana, which will be multiplied many times. Hasanatun mudha'afat. And woman talaha kanat lahu nuran yawm al-qiyamah. And whosoever recites it, then that ayat will be a source of nur for him on the day of Qiyamah. The more you recite, the more nur you will get. Inshallah, we will get nur upon hearing as well. So that is why, listen to the Quran attentively, encourage those who will be taking part, and do not disturb the environment by running away and going out of the tent. Sit here patiently, inshallah, and benefit from the recitation that will be there.
Come on, come on.